This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New numbers just updated by Johns Hopkins University. More than 737,000 people around the world have now died from the coronavirus. More than 163,000 of them here in the U.S.
Johns Hopkins University's tally shows there are now 20 million confirmed cases worldwide. Health officials believe the actual number is much higher, given testing limitations and the fact that as many as 40% of those with the virus show no symptoms. It took fewer than 3 weeks for the tally to rise from 15 million. The U.S. now has about a quarter of the global cases at 5 million and counting, though President Trump is again chalking that up to a testing boost. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Russia says it's got a vaccine, though experts are questioning its safety. Our Charles de Ledesma's overseas.
Speaking at a government meeting, President Vladimir Putin said the vaccine has undergone proper testing and is safe, adding that one of his daughters has already been inoculated. Putin says the shot has proven efficient, offering a lasting immunity from the coronavirus, with medical workers, teachers, and other risk groups the first to be inoculated.
Experts who are pushing back against Russia's announcement say the medical trials on these types of vaccines usually last for months and involve thousands of people. Big storm in the Midwest, 100-mile-per-hour winds knocked out power, damaged property, and left tens of thousands of people without power. The storm tore across Nebraska, Iowa, and parts of Wisconsin and Illinois. The Storm Prediction Center's Matt Mosier.
Numerous wind gusts of 70, 75 miles per hour, and even locations where we had 90 into 100-mile-an-hour measured wind gusts.
Several people were injured in Iowa. This is AP News. More and more Americans are turning to telemedicine during this virus pandemic, but will the trend last?
Telemedicine burst onto the scene after COVID-19 shut down much of the economy and forced doctors and patients to connect virtually. Care providers like the Cleveland Clinic went from 5,000 telemedicine visits a month before the pandemic to 200,000 visits just in April. Doctors say they hope the increased use continues since telemedicine gives them a way to connect more frequently with patients, especially those with chronic health problems. The sticking points? Issues like insurance coverage and doctor reimbursement need to be resolved. I'm Shelley Adler.
A sad story from South Florida. A man shot and killed his terminally ill 11-year-old daughter, then killed himself, say police. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.